Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are continuing our topic of joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I know a lot of you listen to Hope Is Here in the morning. I'm so glad you make that a part of your morning routine, whether it's listening on the radio or through our podcast. I want to encourage you to subscribe to our podcast either on iTunes or Podbean. I also want to encourage you to leave a review on iTunes. If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here, that helps people when they're searching for podcasts. And, the more reviews you have, just helps people find us a little easier. Comments on Podbean, we really appreciate those. Or you can just go to hopeishere.today, and we will email you a copy of the radio program each day and our podcast each afternoon after it airs a second time at lunch. But we've been talking about joy. How can you have joy in the morning? And we shared yesterday two things. One, by evaluating the way that we look at trials in our lives. And then secondly, to not be surprised by trials and tribulations. To not let that steal our joy, because as that Psalm chapter 30 verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you missed that program yesterday, that 14-minute program, go to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can check that out. But I want to share three other things that help us about having joy in our lives, even when we go through trials and tribulations. The third thing, that trials develop our spiritual muscles, or in other words, it matures us. You know, I think we all, if you go to work out, you do machines, you lift weights, and, you know, it helps you get stronger. And if you're going to get stronger, you got to press through some pain sometimes. And if you're going to grow in your faith, we definitely have to press through pain. I know some people are like, nah, I'm not going to the gym. Greg, I don't like working out, or because of COVID, I'm not. I used to work out. But you know what? We can always grow our spiritual muscles. And in fact, I think there's nothing more glorifying to God when we do develop our spiritual muscles. Because I believe this with all my heart, God never wastes a hurt in our lives. And he wants us to use those hurts to help others. And your scars can become someone else's stars today. Nobody better to help somebody that's been through a divorce than somebody that's been through a divorce. Nobody better to help somebody that's been through a bankruptcy than somebody that's had to file bankruptcy. Nobody better to help somebody that's lost a child than somebody that unfortunately has had to do a funeral for one of their children. Nobody better to help somebody that's been involved in domestic violence than somebody that's lived through that and been through that. Nobody better to help somebody that is going through a job loss than somebody that's heard those words, I'm sorry, but your services are not needed here any longer. Nobody better to help somebody that just got the phone call that their dad or mom is now in heaven than somebody that's had to stand at the gravesite and say bye to their mom or dad. And friends, when we let God develop our spiritual muscles, it always helps others. Not just us, it helps others. And that was one of the things when I went through my unfortunate second divorce, that I just was not going to let it take me under like the first one, where I had suicidal thoughts. And, you know, I just said, I'm going to learn through the flood, the bankruptcy, and the unexpected divorce that I went through in 2001. And then when that happened a second time in 2010, I'm like, no, I'm not going to let it take me under. I have developed spiritual muscles. And as much as it hurt and it was disappointing and painful, I'm not going to let it take me under, because, Lord, my faith became real in 2001. And I am going to use those spiritual muscles to help me to get through, even though I've suffered a severe injury to my heart in my life. I'm going to stand on what I learned then. And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. And somebody needs to hear that today, that they're like, Greg, I want to have joy, but man, I just feel so overwhelmed. I feel like I'm going under. Well, spend time reading God's word. That's how I can quote those verses off the top of my head, because God's word became real to me. I heard a great quote by George Raveling. It says, each day we have the opportunity to turn our wounds into wisdom. Oh, man, I love that quote. Each day, we have the opportunity to turn our wounds into wisdom, which goes back to what I was just saying. You can help somebody else with wounds from your past, but you do have to heal. And that's one of the things that I've had to learn the hard way. I didn't heal sometimes in past wounds in my life. And you know what? I want to encourage you today. Take time to heal from wounds that you've suffered in your life, not just physical wounds, but emotional and mental wounds. I like Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. It says, "We glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." And as we're talking about these fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Friends, that all comes from the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If I try to think I'm going to do all nine of those things on my own, it becomes exhausting. But the Holy Spirit helps us have those fruits in our life. And I'm so thankful that through the suffering in our hearts, that if we'll persevere, it develops our character, our spiritual muscles, and then it produces hope. And maybe Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, you need to read that in your Bible, highlight it, or on your Bible app, and just really spend some time ruminating on that and letting that soak into your soul so that it can give you strength and help you today. Some of you say, "Well, I just, you know, I don't know where God is. I feel so alone." And James chapter 4, verse 8 gives you the answer to that question you have. It says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And friends, I've found that over and over in my life, and he will do it for you today. Draw close to God, and he will draw near to you. I was going through a tough season in my life one time, and I can remember pouring my heart out to my good friend, Greg Williams. And I'll never get his answer. I just said, "Man, I just don't feel God." And he said, "Well, gee, I love you, man." But he goes, "I got to be honest with you, God hasn't moved." In other words, he's still there. You got to keep drawing closer to him. He's right there. And you need to know that. Don't listen to the lies of Satan. God is there for you today. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. A fourth thing that we can learn about having joy in the morning is when we have to endure long-term trials, in our weakness, there is God's strength to lead on. When we have to endure long-term trials, in our weaknesses, there is God's strength to lean on. And I'm so thankful that I can lean on God's strength, and I don't have to depend on Greg Horn's strength, because that's not going to last me very long. But I like in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. If you've got your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. But Paul said, "To keep me from being conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" I want to read that again, verse 9 in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul went on to say, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Jesus' sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and even in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Can I get an amen on that? For when I'm weak, then I am strong. Friends, maybe you need to read that passage today in Paul. And, you know, when we go through these long-term trials that seem like we've been praying for years about, Paul asked God to remove something from him, something painful in his life. We don't know what it was. But Three times he said, I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. So friends, you can get through it. You can endure it. Not on your own, but with Christ's help and his strength. And Paul, I mean, a guy that was shipwrecked, that was beaten, was bitten by snakes, had some horrific things happen to him. And his faith became real. And if he can say, from when I am weak, that I am strong because of Christ in me, you can do that today, friends. You can do that. That's why God gave us the Bible. So 2,000 years later, we can stand on our heroes of the faith and what they went through so that we can have our own faith and that we can make ripples into other people's lives and that we can have joy even in the trials and tribulations in our life. The fifth and final thing that I want to share with you today about how you can have joy in the morning is God allows trials to show us true joy and allows us to use it to be a blessing to someone else. I talked about that a little bit earlier, but, you know, a lot of times when we're going through tough seasons in our life, we don't want to do things to help others or bless others because we don't feel like it. And I get it. For a man, even though I'm masculine, I'm a feeler. And there's been times, even with ministry, good things that I knew I should do and I wanted to do, but I didn't want to do them because I didn't feel like doing because I was hurting or I was discouraged or I was depressed. But then when I made that phone call or when I made a hospital visit, when you're allowed to before COVID, okay, when I text somebody or when I did something financially to bless somebody else, it was amazing how I would be the one that would be blessed. And that is all based off Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. It says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And I learned that Bible verse in 1992. I went on a mission trip to Jamaica with Southland Christian Church, led by Brewster McLeod and Monty Wilkinson. And what a great trip it was. That's when my faith really became real. I had just completed my two-year contract with Western Kentucky University as a men's basketball assistant coach and was looking to see what God had next in my life. And I really got plugged into the Bible because we had time for devotions each morning. We did that before we went to go help build a church for the people in Jamaica. And out of verses that I read when I got back and I was reflecting on my journal, that verse right there, those who refresh others themselves be refreshed. And even though I had to raise over $1,000 to be able to go, and that was back in the early 90s, you know what? And even though I worked hard and we slept on floors and didn't have hot water for showers, which nothing to complain about, we're blessed, but made a lot of sacrifices. But when I got back, that verse stood out to me because it said to me, I went to go refresh the people in Jamaica, but I was the one that was refreshed. I was the one that was blessed. And friend, that's going to be true for you, dude. I want to encourage you to make that phone call to somebody else that you know that's lonely or hurting, that's dealing with a hurt that you've suffered, or maybe you haven't suffered, but just to help somebody else, and you will be the one to be blessed in return, and you will have joy. I want to close today with Romans 8:28 from the Amplified Bible. It says, we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love him. Friends, stand on that promise today in Romans chapter 8:28 that there's always hope because of Jesus. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.